We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, if it's the middle of July, it's time to start talking Big 12 football, isn't it?
Of course.
Media days at Frisco. I think they're down in Frisco this year, Frisco, Texas. Next week, I believe. Poll is out. Preseason teams are out. We've got pecking orders and marching orders and all sorts of things to discuss. Oklahoma, as per usual, is the favorite of those, 52 members of the media, broadcasters, etc., voting. Again, but Shane, you're taking exception to this.
I am a little bit. First, we can, we'll get to KU and K-State in a minute. K-State was picked to finish sixth and yet got two first-place votes.
Weird.
A little bit.
Weird.
You know, if you take away Will Grier, the quarterback from West Virginia,
right?
Can you name the top two returning passers besides him in the Big 12?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, there was such a senior laden group. The kid from Iowa State.
No. The two kids from Kansas, Peyton Bender and Carter Stanley, are the top returning passers besides Will Grier. So to me, that's gonna not only, in my opinion, really give a boost to West Virginia, who also happens to have an All American type wide receiver. And David Sills, you get those two cornerstones kind of set and make sure that they don't get hurt. Will Grier's, they're going to be the preseason all Big 12 quarterback without question, mostly because of what I just said. You know, he's 34 touchdowns and 317 yards a game last year, and no one else in the league is even close.
Yeah.
So I'd like West Virginia to win the Big 12.
Well, I'll take Oklahoma, and here's my problem with West Virginia. Your logic is good, but they've never generally been able to apply it. And for whatever reason, Dana Holgorsen teams are good, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't been able to kind of pull themselves up over the hill in this conference. And even though they've got two of the best offensive players in the conference coming back, West Virginia's just never proven it.
No, they haven't.
For whatever inability. And Will Grier, even with for all the numbers he had last year, was unfortunately inconsistent and did not show up in a couple of big games for them last year. I thought they had kind of a disappointing season a year ago, really.
Well, only 7 wins. That's pretty...
Right.
That's so, kind of the definition of bleh, you know.
I mean, to me, the fact that there isn't with all due respect to West Virginia, that there isn't more of an overt challenger for Oklahoma doesn't speak well for the conference, because Oklahoma is in a little bit of transition right now.
I'd say.
Well, I mean, they're not.
West Virginia was 7-3 and had two more Big 12 games that they absolutely mailed in. They lost at home to Texas and only scored 14 points and gave up 59 at OU the last weekend of the season, and then lost in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. So they kind of checked out. So to your point, yeah, they're hard to trust. But before last year, they won 10 games. They've got David Sills, who, if you don't know who he is, and you might not if you don't follow West Virginia, but David Sills had 18 touchdown passes last year, and Gary Jennings caught 97 balls last year. Both of those dudes are coming back, number 12 and number 13. Watch for those guys. And, of course, Will Grier, who's not only going to be the Big 12 preseason you know, first team quarterback. He might be an All-American if he, you know, at least kind of backs up his numbers from a year ago. But I would have Oklahoma right behind him. And, you know, another team that I bear down on their schedule and who they have coming back, and they lost quite a bit. But I think Oklahoma State is going to finish third in the Big 12. The experts have them fifth and right in the middle. One reason why, their top three rushers come back. I know they're not really known for that because Mason Rudolph and James Washington, two big losses from a year ago. But they've got a transfer quarterback from Hawaii named Drew Brown coming in. So he's the guy that they're replacing Mason Rudolph with isn't just a kid, isn't just a pup. Now, Hawaii's not what they used to be as far as slinging it around, but Nick Rolovich is their head coach, who was a quarterback at Hawaii when June Jones was there. So if you can kind of connect the dots, I don't think that their quarterback is the cupboard's going to be totally bare there. And when you got a running back like Justice Hill, who ran for 1,467 yards coming back, and Dylan Stoner, who was a really good freshman wide receiver a year ago, that's 3 years in a row, and I get it. They had Mason Rudolph there. 3 years in a row, they've won 10 games. Here's their first five games next year. Home against Missouri State, home against South Alabama, home against Boise, that'll be a toughie, home against Texas Tech at Kansas.
Yeah.
They could very well be 5-0 and 2-0 in the Big 12 after their first five games.
Yeah. Distinct possibility, no question. Where does Oklahoma, do you have their, where do they play K-State?
Who? Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
In Manhattan, October 13th.
That's why I'm picking K-State ahead of Oklahoma State. I think Kansas State will be in their five. I think Oklahoma's, you and I are in disagreement with a couple. I think West Virginia could very well finish second. I don't think they'll compete for this conference championship.
Okay.
And I think Oklahoma State's picked about where they should be.
Okay.
Fifth or sixth. I like TCU. I think they're...
I have them fourth, right behind Oklahoma State.
Fair enough. I like TCU because they're extremely well coached every single year. They have the best defensive player in the league coming back, with, I think, probably the best defense in the league coming back. There's always some issues on the offensive side of the football, but I like TCU. I think TCU, and they're picked third,
so
it's not like I'm going out on any kind of limb here, but I think I'll put TCU in that second slot. West Virginia probably in the three hole with Texas, which to me is,
oh man, I can't trust those guys.
I feel the same way about West Virginia.
Okay, yeah,
I really do. I feel the same way about West Virginia, and since I'm picking West Virginia ahead of Texas, that's how much I trust Texas. But at some point, Tom Herman's going to get it right, right?
I guess. They got their top two quarterbacks coming back. Which, now that I think about it, might be the separating factor between them and TCU, who I've picked in front of them. Sean Robinson, TCU's quarterback, has thrown a grand total of 27 passes in his life.
Right.
And you've got Shane Buechele and Sam Ellinger, the other guy. Mm-hmm. That's that two-headed quarterback thing for Texas.
Yeah. And so, they're both very capable players.
Yes, they are. They are.
Very capable. Yep.
So I have Texas finishing fifth, which is a little harsh, but from fourth down to seventh, and is likely this way in all leagues. It's kind of a jumble, mixed bag if things break
injury
thing.
Right.
I think Kansas State will finish sixth, right where the prognosticators have them. And then from there on, Texas Tech, Iowa State, Baylor, KU fighting for the table scraps at the end and just trying to get
eligible. I think Iowa State, Texas Tech, and Baylor will win some games. Iowa State always sneaks up on people
because they're always well coached.
Generally,
they always play hard,
and it's a tough place to play.
Going up there and playing is not easy, right?
It's a tough place to play. That's the second biggest, the third biggest stadium in the league is at Iowa State.
It's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah. 61 or 2,000. If you want to know the difference between the SEC and the Big 12, there's a good place to start.
Stadium capacity? Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even joking about it.
No.
I mean, Oklahoma
Bill
and Texas.
Bill Snyder Family Stadium is barely 50. Same with Oklahoma State, right?
Right. Right.
Boone Pickens is 50 grand, and that's tops.
Yep, right in that general vicinity.
Yep.
Texas Tech, Baylor, about that size. Kansas as well.
Yep.
They're all in the 50, 51, 52,000 range. TCU, same. Gorgeous stadium, and I mean beautiful, but small.
Yeah.
But in college football standards, small. Oklahoma and Texas, and then the next biggest one is Iowa State. I think it's the only one other than those previous two that have a capacity better than 60,000. So,
well,
I like Jack Trice Stadium, very underrated. It's a good spot, really is.
They won 8 games last year, but the previous 4 years combined, they won 11. So, who's their
pesky
Campbell? Is that it? Matt Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Campbell must be a pretty damn good coach and pretty good motivator.
I think he does a good job.
Pretty good motivator of men. Let's see. We have, show me that again, Mariah. We got somebody who wants to talk Big 12 football. Tim. Sorry, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I wanted to chat about the new KUAD, and one of my buddies was telling me, since he came from Arkansas, the understanding is that when and if the final shoe drops on Coach Beatty at KU, that Bielema, I think that's how you say his name.
Bielema, Brett Bielema.
Yeah. He's going to be the heir apparent to the KU head coaching job. Is that your understanding as well? Or
no.
How do you see it?
It's kind of an easy dot to connect just because he hired him before and he was so reluctant to fire him at Arkansas, and that helped get him fired himself. But I don't think it's automatic. But
no.
I don't have any insider information, though. So while this job is not up for grabs, who will really know? But if and when Beatty does get released or relieved of his duties, Bielema's name is for sure going to come up. I think that's
and don't forget, Brett Bielema has roots at K-State as well, and I think that there's a fairly significant current of support for him in Manhattan. If there were to be a change there, he was a former defensive coordinator under Bill Snyder. Has expressed always a lot of affection for K-State. You've got Leavitt up at Oregon. You've got Bielema. Those are both guys with K-State roots. Wouldn't be surprising to see one of those two be in the mix there should Bill Snyder retire as well. But no. But I don't think it's a dunk by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, whoever he picks, I hope it's Petrino 2.0, right?
Minus the off the field stuff.
Minus a whole bunch of stuff.
Take away his motorcycle first.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Tim.
Appreciate it, Tim. I don't know.
It's just kind of weird and. Disrespectful. I mean, it's sports, and we certainly don't mean to put anybody out on the streets, but it's just kind of weird to talk about a job that's not available yet, but yet it's the elephant in the room, right?
I mean, it is.
You hired an athletic director to specifically address the football program, and the football program's 3-33 in the last 3 years, and even beyond that, at the end of Charlie Weiss's regime. It just wasn't even relevant. One thing that it was bad, we're not winning as many games as we'd like, but
no,
they've got to be put back on the map, first of all. And that's Jeff Long's first priority, starting August 1st.
I mean, listen, here's how bad things are at KU right now. We're holding our breath opening week against Nicholls State. I want you to think about that.
I don't know that I'm holding my breath.
You might want to think about it.
They're going to score 44 points against Nicholls
State. I would hope so, but it hasn't been. I mean, you go back and look. I mean, there have been a few moments that have been uncomfortable.
I know.
So I think they'll beat the hell out of Nicholls State. But then I think the next couple of games will be interesting. When you're talking about Central Michigan.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And Rutgers. Although, my God, you should be able to beat Rutgers.
I know.
You really should be able to. But anyway. Twitter question coming up next, amongst other things. So hang with us. Shane and Bruce rolling on a Friday edition. 869-1240 on the I Got It Dad's Locker Room Hotline. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.